This is the examination of the hidden human condition.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Talking about serial killers today and what makes one in their mind go from harmless fantasy or feelings of retribution towards someone, but it's just left in your mind and you ponder and you move on and you never ever think of acting anything out. It's just anger that's being processed through one's mind. Most individuals have done something like that or do something like that on a regular basis as they process reality. Now, to turn the anger and the angst into homicidal madness and acting out on it, as Rex Heuermann did, that takes something. That takes some piece of the mind to go from this is me processing to this is me getting people what they deserve. At least that's what an individual like a Rex Heuermann allegedly was capable of doing. Joining me right now is psychotherapist and author Siobhan Scott to discuss this. Siobhan, what is it where the mind flips over from just these are kind of bad thoughts, but there's no way I'd ever act anything out. I've never done anything and I wouldn't do anything. And that's most people to someone like a Rex Heuermann, where suddenly he's like, I'm going to take this on. I'm going to actually do these horrible things that I'm thinking of.
Yeah, I think for serial killers, there's this sexual sadism combined with the attraction to violence. And so one of the theories is that early in adolescence or late childhood, at some point they became sexually aroused watching or reading about something that was very violent. And this is where we get into the kind of sadomasochistic type of porn. Mm-hmm. Is something that little kids really should not be exposed to because it's sexually arousing and violent. So often you'll find that kind of exposure somewhere in childhood.
Interesting. Does Rex seem to have a profile or a type that he was looking for based on who we've known to be his likely victims thus far, allegedly?
Clearly, they were young, petite women that would be easily overpowered. Mm-hmm. They were sex workers, which means, they're the low-hanging fruit. These are women that he can get to come with him or can coerce very easily. So is there more meaning in this? It's quite possible that did this type, this look of a certain kind of woman, did this remind him of something? And this would be an individual case with each serial killer, but very often so. And this is where they've fantasized about a person with a certain look over and over and over again. And then that becomes the person that they target.
Does the Heuermann case here challenge or confirm our societal notions about the typical profile of a serial killer?
Yeah, I think it does. Somebody that can appear superficially normal, particularly in a work environment. Some people may find them charming. Certainly not everybody in Heuermann's case. Some people found him scary. But definitely a quirky person, a person who's a bit different. And, in this case, he carried on apparently as a functional husband and father, as far as we know right now, without hearing from his wife and children.
Is this someone who could have been profiled better, or is this someone who did easily slide underneath the radar? Obviously, he did slide underneath the radar. But with someone like this, who obviously there were some very bizarre antisocial type behaviors that we've heard of, I'm sure we're just on the tip of the iceberg there. But is this someone who, ahead of the curve, someone could have looked into further or even had any reason to look into further to catch this person sooner in their tracks than this far out?
I sure wish we could do that. But there are lots and lots of, well, we'll say millions, more than lots and lots. There are millions of quirky men out there. quirky women too. I won't be too gender biased there, but there are millions and millions of quirky, strange people who may be a little bit different. Many of them far stranger than Huerman is. Mm-hmm. And I don't think at this point we have any way of, you know, identifying how quirky do you have to be to come on the radar for profiling as a serial killer. You know, I don't think there's anything that we could have picked up in advance here. Even if his wife had discovered the pornography, you know, which was really sadistic and fairly horrible, there are millions of people who enjoy that sort of thing, but they never tip into acting out on it behaviorally. So we just don't have a tool at this point to spot them early.
You're locked into the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.